Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power to black people and all power to the people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hills and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a revolutionary privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an honor to be able to talk to you, my brothers, my sisters, and even the others from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. Happy to be able to relaunch and come live right into your living room, right into your automobile, right into your ear and into your brain and bathe your mind with this revolutionary Black Power, Black Nationalist ideology that we're going to present to you tonight. Happy to be able to talk to you and happy that you're listening to us. And we say in the spirit of the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, buckle your seatbelts because it's going to be a rough ride, buddy. Hell, welcome as we present to you a power-packed presentation tonight. As always, we won't be long, but we will be strong. We will hear from some of the most premier leadership anywhere to be found in the hills and the smells of North America from various organizations all throughout the country. We will also be blessed to hear from a man who has been working tirelessly throughout the hills and the smells of North America, and he has labored day and night to see that not only that the 10-point platform of the New Black Panther Party come to reality, but that the black nation in general be brought to the forefront and be resurrected from the condition, both mental, spiritual, and physical, that we now find ourselves in. I'm talking about our national chairman, the attorney at war, Dr. and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I open the show up thanking the Almighty God of our forefathers and foremothers and giving thanks to our ancestors who took lives and gave lives that we may be here to strive and to fight today in this hour. We give honor to the Panther formation of the 60s and the 70s, those who are alive and well, and those who have gone on to the ancestral realm, the realm of the Egun. We thank you and we appreciate you and all the freedom fighters. We are thankful. And I have to, at the beginning, make this announcement that on April the 9th, as you were here tonight, this coming Monday, we're asking in response, in one of the response, one of the many scientific responses that will be coming up, we're asking that you don't go to school on that day. We're asking that you don't work on that day. We're asking that you don't shop on that day. We're asking that you organize with us in a national day of action and absence, a national day of action and absence, a general strike and mass action by brothers and sisters in unity, a day of fasting, a day of teaching, a day of prayer, and most importantly, a day of action This will be sponsored by the Million Hoodies for Trayvon Coalition. Once again, the Million Hoodies for Trayvon Coalition. This isn't them hoodies that was put out by the NRA. This is the hoodies of the black man and the black woman coming live from the hoods and the hells and smells of North America. For more information, make sure that you call 502-299-8530. Again, that's 502-299-8530. Or join us on our website. The website is dayofactionmovement.org. dayofactionmovement.org. You got to get involved. We got to get involved. That's the hot topic of the day, and it's the topic of the hour, getting involved for self-determination. When you see the black man and black woman being taken out, being sniped and being stalked, as we have historically, and now it's live in your face, now you don't have an excuse. Now you don't have to say that we're fanatical. Now you can't say that we're extreme. Now you can see it live on your face. When you see a young black male who had done nothing wrong, who hadn't been involved in any criminality, who had not got caught up in nothing major, but was just going to the store, to get him and his family, his brother, some Skittles and something to drink, and he is stalked by a predator. He's stalked by a beast. He's stalked by a devil bastard named George Zimmerman and shot down in cold blood against even the instructions of 911. You know it's a heck of an hour that we live in. So this is not an hour to be a pacifist. This is not an hour to be an apologist. This is not an hour to be a buck-dancing, boot-licking Negro for the white man. This is an hour to stand up like a soldier, to stand up like a frontline soldier in the army of the black nation under the divine laws of God and Mayat and our people, and to represent in a mighty way to overthrow the devilishment of this cracker. That's what I said. It's that kind of time. The Bible talks about there being a season for everything, that everything has a season. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to sing, and there's a time to stop singing. There's a time for peace, and there's a time for war. And you don't want to be caught out here during war time looking like you're praying or asking for some peace. That's not intelligent. In a war time, you want to be actively engaged in the battle. The only way that you can get yourself some peace in this hour is to fight in the battle. You can't ask someone who is bloodthirsty and someone who is hungry for the black blood to lay down their arms and lay down their aggression if you don't have a stronger aggression at this beast and at these enemies. And so we're going to not only hit them in their pockets on April the 9th, but we ask that you who are in Sanford, Florida, and you who are in Miami, and you who are in Tampa, you who are in Orlando, you who are in Florida, period, and surrounding areas, doesn't have to just be Florida, but those of you who are in specifically Sanford and the surrounding areas, that you join us as we will be going through self-defense, how to defend yourself against these predators, how to defend yourself against these pigs who also stalk our young boys and girls, and even sometimes stalk you and I in our community. They stalk us and hunt us down and kill us, like in the case of a Sean Bell, like in the case of an Oscar Grant, like in the case of a young man who was just going to get on the bus and got shot for a transfer on the West Coast. This is happening all over the country. And so we're here to raise the alarm and to sound the alarm, and to let you know that your black life is under attack, and that your black life has been under attack for over 6,000 years, and now it is reaching a full manifest as the big power structure and the white power structure of America is reaching its weakest point, and the final stages of fascism and imperialism are reaching their weakest point. And now that many of you are not falling for the okey-doke and you're not concerned with the neocolonialism or the new captivation of a Barack Obama with a black face representing white power, now the power structure is shook up and in trouble. Now they see you waking up fast. And so now these demons and these devils are turning loose on the black man and black woman. Now that they know that you're not happy being slaves anymore, they're turning loose on the black man and black woman. And so I ask every man and every woman out there in the audience, I ask you, what are you going to do for yourself? Are you going to lay down like a coward and allow some demon, some devil, some beast, or some silly Negro to destroy you and to destroy your family and to destroy your children and your future? Or will you fight back and resist? And will you resist strongly to destroy your enemy and to destroy your oppressor? That's what the Panther spirit is about. We were taught by the Honorable Comrade Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton. He taught, and Mukasa Ricks and Honorable Kwame Ture before him taught, that the Panther represented the people, that it was the will of the people to resist, that whenever we were attacked, that nature of that god and that goddess would come out and annihilate any attacker, that the Panther was peaceful, like black men and women are peaceful in the hells of North America, but that if you bother us, we will attack you, we will swarm on you like a hive of bees. And I want any attacker out there, because I know you're listening, any attacker out there, if you attack our people, I guarantee you in this hour we will swarm on your behind like a hive of bees, like a wild pack of hyenas and rabid beast animals, even though we're not beasts. Talking to you, beast, we will swarm on you and attack you like you're meat in a piranha pool. We will destroy you in this hour. And in the event that any of us are captured or killed in this hour, you are revered and honored as a war hero in this hour. That's what time it is. It's not time for the weak at heart in this hour. It's not time for the sissify. It's not time for the punctify. This is the hour that the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz talk about as the promised time for the black man and black woman's rise. The conditions are set. And so for every member of the new Black Panther Party, now is that time to really shine up your boots, to make sure now that your mind and your heart and your body and your spirit and your soul is correct now and ready to receive your marching orders. Now as the new Black Panther paper prepares to come out and be pushed throughout the hells and smells of North America, you make sure you push the message of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, National Chairman, and you make sure you stand your people up like a standing army ready to receive the instruction. And so I'm telling you, it is the best time right now to be the Panther. It is the best time right now if you have not yet decided to join the ranks. Now is your time. Now is your time. I got to push the schedule of events. We have a schedule of events, but I gotta find where it is, Brother Chairman, so I'll try to come back and find it because it's not up on the website. But I will get the schedule to you all. Before the show is up, we have a power-packed line of events coming up, and we got a power-packed line of events tonight. We got coming on representatives from Florida. You've seen him on CNN battling that beast, going toe-to-toe with that devil, Anderson Cooper. I call you a sneaky little devil, Anderson Cooper. He went toe-to-toe with Anderson Cooper. You've seen our brother Mikhail Muhammad, our representative, state representative there in Florida. He's going to be coming up here in a few minutes. You're going to be hearing from a power-packed chief of staff, a regional chief of staff, a sister who is always in the street. She's always on the issue. She's not waiting for some high-level event to happen. She's always consistent. And their brothers and comrades, the chairman there, Ali Muhammad and the comrades in Tampa, you're always consistent on the grind. You're going to be hearing from Sister Michelle Williams. She's going to come on behind Brother Mikhail. We also expect to hear from another high-powered activist, another high-powered soldier. He's one whom the lessons call one of the 5%, one of the true and living, one whose eyes is awakening. He's busy tilling the field and working while it is day. We're talking about a brother who has a strong background in the street tribes and what you call the gang organization. He's taking that knowledge mixed with the knowledge given to him by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he's taking that and he's raising up some life out there in the hells and smells of North America. We're talking about our brother who is pushing a cold, bold documentary. Our brother Silky Slim, he's coming up first, and we're going to hear from, also we expect to hear from others, many, many others on the show. So I'm, as I said in the beginning, as I told you, just buckle your safety belt. That's the best I can tell you right now. Buckle your safety belt. As I'm going to look to see if our brother, Brother Silky Slim, is on, because he's coming on first. So I got to see if you're on, sir. Brother Silky Slim, if you are on, make sure that you press number one. Any of our guests that are on tonight, make sure you press number one. For you callers out there, when you have questions during the question and answer period, make sure that you press the number one so that I know that you're here. I think I got my brother on now. And so it's my honor and my privilege to bring on a cold, bold activist who's standing up black men and women right there in Baton Rouge and all throughout New Orleans and all over the place, my dear brother, Brother Silky Slim. Black power, my brother. Hold on, we lost Brother Silky. He was there and got lost. Brother Silky, did you lose your connection, brother? I gave you such a strong introduction. And so we got to pull you black on. Here we go. There he is, Brother Silky Slim, black power. Okay, lost him again. Hold on, family. We're just having a technical situation. Brother getting lost on the line. Silky, don't you go nowhere. We're going to pull you right up. I see you in queue and then your number moves. Let's see. Brother Silky Slim, we are searching for our dear brother, Silky Slim. After such a strong and bold and cold introduction, we got to pull you on, sir. I don't know if Brother Silky's having, there you go. Brother Silky Slim, did you hear that introduction, brother?
Yes, sir, I heard that introduction. I appreciate the love, man. I'd like to open up by saying, man, peace to all my people and black power to the rest of you. Assalamu alaikum
to you and black power.
NOI family. And man, I mean, this is a wonderful time to be alive in the hills of America, man, to see people that has been dead for so long wake up for a just cause and demand the arrest of Zimmerman, man. I think that this is one of the strongest movements that we have seen, and it's not a crying movement. It's a real movement where individuals are demanding that they bring this cracker and put this cracker into jail, man. I think it's important for us to stay in a unified manner and don't worry about how other people are pushing their movement. Move your movement the way you see fit to move your movement. Everybody is not cut out to be a frontline soldier. So we have to let those individuals do what they do. We do what I do, and at the end of the day, man, look for the best results that we can, man. I'd like to commend the New Black Panther Party for all the work that they're putting in. Give major honor and props to my big brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, who I have worked with many, many times on the front of Stop the Killing. And that's one thing that we have to get real about, is that we're going to the Justice Department, but our cry is so weak right now when we're telling them, well, we're not going to let a white man or we're not going to let a Hispanic kill the black man. Damn it, we got to stand up and tell the black man that it's time for him to stop killing his damn self. We got to deal with our internal civil war and make our individuals live life the way that it is meant to be lived, and then we could go after anybody and have a justified cause for going after those individuals, because we have stopped the killing of ourselves at that time. Right now, we cannot allow them to let this cracker get away. So we have to stand up and ask for justice on this cracker. But at the same time, it's time for us to put our guns down and stop killing ourselves, learn knowledge of self, and step up to the plate and be men that we can really be. And that's the only thing that I see about this, is that we have not really got rid of our own civil war yet, and going to this damn Justice Department telling them about something that one individual has done, they can sit back and say, okay, well, yeah, that's one that we could look at that you didn't do your own damn self. So we don't want that to be thrown in our face. So it's time for us to start raking these streets and get a movement for to get this street violence stopped as well, brother.
You're exactly right. Brother Silky Slim, adhering the assassination of Trayvon Martin, how did that affect you, sir? What were your initial thoughts?
Man, I was mad as hell because I got six damn children, man, and I have a 15-year-old, and I have a 16-year-old, and I'd be damned if I let anybody do anything to any of my children without me bringing down the wrath of God on their ass, man. So for this cracker to be able to be on the run or be on the move or be in hiding for a whole month without the Justice Department or the police department arresting him and putting him in jail, man, and it's really showing us exactly what the criminal justice system is. It's a justice system that's being ran by a bunch of damn criminals. So it's showing us exactly what they stand for. And until we stand up and be the men that we know we are and keep moving to build other men, because we got all these damn street gangsters out here, but they are afraid of this damn white man. They let this white man kick them in the ass, do them everything, and they won't even stand up. The same ones that's out there tonight looking for their own brother to kill, they won't even go after this damn cracker that has killed the innocent young man and bring him and get his ass turned in. So it really pisses me off to see this, but at the same time, it's giving other people the same view that we have been seeing all the way across the world, because it's making America look like the biggest damn hypocrite, because America said that they were going into Libya and take Gaddafi out for humanitarian purposes, and now we can't deal with our own damn humanitarian purpose. So America is a damn liar and a hypocrite, and it's showing the world that America cannot liberate her own, but she's out there trying to liberate every other country.
That's true, brother. That's true. You raised some points about us doing it to ourselves, and we have heard some criticism about us killing ourselves. What would you say in closing? We got a few more minutes left in your segment. What would you say to us? What is the wake-up call in the event of a Trayvon Martin about us killing ourselves?
Well, I think it's not going to really wake us up, because I think we're already used to killing ourselves. So I think in the minds of the individuals that haven't found knowledge of self, then Trayvon Martin is just another dead brother. But for those who have knowledge of self, it really pisses us off, because this is a kid that wasn't doing anything, that was hunted down like an animal, that was taken out of his life, and he could have been anything. When you see the street gangsters and you see the so-called gangsters out there, one thing that I learned early in life, I went to the prison at 16 years old. And I thought that I was a gangster, but when this cracker got a hold of my ass in the penitentiary, it let me know that there are no real gangsters, because if you can't stand 100% and be a man everywhere, you ain't a damn man. When I found out that you can't win, this cracker does you anything that he want to do you when you behind these bars, then it made me stay my ass out from behind the bars and get the knowledge of self out here and make sure that I get respect, because I'm going to give respect. And anybody that tries to disrespect, I don't care if he's a cracker or a Jew, I don't give a damn who he is, I'm going to put him in his place and make sure that he realizes that I'm about business out here. And that's the way that we have to get with our individuals. The sad thing about it is that these kids are being fed so much garbage from these punk-ass rappers, so now they're trying to live that lifestyle that they television, not knowing that half of these cats that's rapping that BS ain't nothing but damn faggots they damn self. When you got a man like Lil Wayne kissing another damn man, damn faggot, man. So we got to wake our kids up and let them know that the things that they're seeing on television is not the things that they should be putting in their head, because once they brain digested this garbage, then we can't expect nothing but a damn filthy situation.
That's so true, brother. That's so true. That's so true. Finally, give us the feeling on the ground right now. You in New Orleans. Talk to us about what's happening right now in New Orleans. You all been through so much, Hurricane Katrina, which we call America, and so much. What's the spirit like on the ground?
Well, man, we have several different spirits. As you know, we hosted the chairman on the radio talk show on Sunday, and one of the things that happened today, which is Monday, is that we had a few pulled that actual advertising ads from the station. They're complaining. They're saying that the show was overboard raw, but we can't get raw enough in this situation. As long as we ain't out killing crackers today, then they should be happy that we're taking our frustration out on mics, taking our frustration out on the media, and we're taking our frustration out with the knowledge that we have. They should be happy about that. We're not tearing up the damn town. We're acting like men. We're asking you to do your damn job. And the biggest thing is that we don't see them doing their job. We have individuals out here on the ground that's really, really fired up about what has happened, and then you have individuals that's trying to justify what has happened amongst a bunch of lies. So it's a mixed emotion everywhere you go out here. The racial tension is super high because we're in the dirty South where this crack ass has been dirty his whole life. And there, the racial tension is high towards all blacks that they're seeing right now. They're looking with the smirk on their face like, yeah, that's another one gone. But at the same time, the real men that's standing up is letting them know, damn it, we ain't letting it go down like that. And I think it's important for us to stress that point that we have to make sure. I mean, at the end of the day, he should have been arrested and the grand jury should have been brought in to see if he was going to be tried. And he should have had his ass in jail or out on bond. But you do not just don't arrest him, because that is definitely a slap in the face of all of us. And that's the way everybody is feeling down here, that it's a slap in the face for justice. It's a grave miscarriage for justice, and everybody wants to see justice. We have a lot of strong callers called in, and, of course, you know, man, we're standing 100% on the front line making sure that we keep this thing alive for April the 9th, man. We got commercials running on the radio. We have commercials running on Facebook, and we definitely getting the word out about April the 9th. Don't go in the cracker store. Don't go to the cracker school. Stay at home, fast, pray, and give God glory for that day, man. So we are definitely standing strong with the movement, man, and we definitely appreciate everything that the New Black Panther Party is doing right now.
Brother, we definitely appreciate you and appreciate your words, your work, your action, your deeds, and everything that you're doing, black man. Give the people your information, those that are in your surrounding area, and those who would potentially help you and be supportive of you in the future.
Oh, most definitely. Anybody out there that's listening, you could go to www.StopTheKillingInc. That's StopTheKillingInc.org. And that's going to link you up with Facebook, Twitter, InLinked, everything is right there at www.StopTheKillingInc.org. Else, you can hit us up on the line at 225-262-9574. That's 225-262-9574, and you don't have to worry about what time you call, because we up all night looking at what's happening in the streets. And, of course, you know, we're keeping it real out here, man. So anytime you want to get at us, because we're one, and we're definitely trying to keep this unity thing going, man. I want to thank y'all for having me on, man. Give mad props out to my big brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, man. And, of course, you know, I would be definitely out of line if I didn't give props out to my minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam.
No doubt about it. Big brother Silky Slim, thank you so much. Send the greetings and blessings to all the Nation of Islam, including the minister. We appreciate you and everything that you're doing, brother.
Okay, brother. Black power.
All right. Black power. Brothers and sisters, that's our brother Silky Slim. Please support what he's doing. Support what he's doing. This is an international network. This is an international network as we move this show along. As I say, we have a power-packed lineup. But you yourself, brother and sister, even if you are not scheduled on the show tonight, you are a power-packed brother and sister that can help in this cause. Make sure that you support the effort on April the 9th. We're doing a nationwide strike. And for you students and for those who are employed on the plantation, you got to walk out on that day. You got to get bold and walk out and hurt these bastards in their pocket. Let me move the show along. I'm trying to find now some Mikhail Muhammad. Now, you all have seen him on CNN. You've heard him quite a few times on Black Power Radio, a brother who delivers it strong, and he's representing. He's building up in the state of Florida. This man is on the ground. He's not a house cat. This is a man who is facing all kind of dangers, facing all kind of threats. He's facing all kind of racist situations and racist in person. I'm telling you, the state of Florida is jumping right now because of the pattern. Let me see if this is Mikhail Muhammad. Let's see here. 904. Hold on, let me pull you up. Don't you go nowhere. So many of you on the line. Well, we lost you. We'll get you to call back in. We need some Mikhail Muhammad. I'll move the show along. Mikhail, you call right on in, and I will pull you in. We'll move the show right along to, like I say, a chief helper and the Achilles heel and the strongest helper, one of the strongest helper that's there in Florida, the regional chief of staff. And for those of you who think that this is a male-dominated movement, I'm here to tell you we can't do this without the black woman. We cannot make this movement successful without the help, the strategy, the blessing of the black woman. Help me to bring to Black Power Radio our regional chief of staff and a cold-blooded activist on the front line, Sister Michelle Williams. Black Power.
to all my sisters and brothers that under the sound of this call right now, I send greetings and salutations to each of you. I give honor and reverence to our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. I say to everyone that is on this call right now, I'm coming out of the gates like that greyhound on that rabbit's ass. And his prize, my prize right now this evening, is going to be the bounty, the arrest, dead or alive, for George Zimmerman. You feel me? To every brother, to every female, I am for violence. If nonviolence means we continue postponing a solution to the American black man's problem just to avoid violence. You feel me? It's time to wake up. I don't know how else. It's in me to fight. It's in me to raise up soldiers. It's in me that every time my feet touch the ground, the state of Florida, these crackers, they scared. I'm telling you right now, I'm kind of pissed off right now that the state of Florida ain't on fire. This could not have happened in L.A. because them brothers up there are not scared to riot. This could not have happened in St. Petersburg, Florida, where the black men over there ain't scared to kill a cracker. It is what it is right now. We don't have time to keep laying down and pussyfooting with these motherfuckers because they don't care about us. And it's about right. time the tables are turned that we don't care about them. We are at that point. Being peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone put their hands on you, you better send that cracker to his goddamn cemetery grave.
That's real. That's real. So talk to us. You say right now the city's not on fire like you think it should be. What is the general feeling right now in Tampa? Are people hurt? Are they upset? Or what's going on?
Let me tell you something. The best thing, my phone call, me and my local chairman, Brother Ali Muhammad, our phones have not stopped ringing since the courageous, my Southern Regional Chairman, Brother Malik Muhammad, when he went on Anderson Cooper CNN and stated what he had to say.
Brother McHale.
Brother McHale put out that bounty for the new Black Panther Party, that we offered that bounty for the arrest of George Zimmerman, dead or alive. The state of Florida on fire right now. People who see me on TV a week and a half ago, you know, as a chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party, my phone, well, Ms. Williams, you know, what is it that we can do? Cracker, stay out of my way. That's what you can do. I just put a message on Facebook to all honkies. The best thing for you to do is lay low right now.
Well, I want to say for the record, for clarity, just for clarity, because I know the devil's listening. You CIA tapping bastards is listening. I want to say for the record that the new Black Panther Party, we put out a reward, a $10,000 reward for George Zimmerman, which still stands. And the wanted dead or alive flyers or posters that were circulating around, that came from the people. But hell, every effort helps. But go ahead, sis.
You know, my thing is tonight, I want to encourage the members of the MBPP. I want to encourage my sisters and brothers. I don't even call it violence when it's in self-defense. I call it intelligent. You have to be an intelligent, trained person to know how to defend yourself, whether it's going to be in the courthouse, whether it's in the streets, whether it's on a blog talk radio, whether it's in a courtroom, a classroom, whether it's at a government meeting, whether it's at a citizens meeting. You have to have the intelligence to self-defend yourself against everything, because you have to defend yourself against house niggas. You have to defend yourself against the spook at the door. You got to defend yourself against the crackers that come with their militant minds. It diverting money from our black communities, diverting money from our black schools. Crackers don't give a damn about black people. We need to start showing them that we don't give a damn about them. I don't know how else but to say it. When we gonna wake up? How long are we gonna sit idle to this racism that's happening in America? How long? Right now, the city of Tampa needs to fucking be on fire. The government buildings need to motherfucking be on fire. I'm telling you, this shit right here being passive, and we waiting on Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson to do all this shit. Tell me one law that Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton has changed. All this marching and praying and praying and marching, it has gotten us nowhere but place our black asses back on the damn plantation. That's where we at right now.
Yeah,
I wasn't born in 1971 to lay my ass down. I knew what my destiny was coming out of the womb, that I was going to be a warrior queen and I was going to fight. And when I realized what my fight was, I only got stronger. I was already a double threat to these crackers. Now I'm finna be a triple threat now that I'm in law school. So there ain't nothing gonna stop me now. Because, see, I'm gonna need to defend myself, my party, my local party, and help our national chairman do what we gotta do to make sure that we gonna keep moving forward. Because right now, these crackers have always been at war with us. They have never stopped being at war with us. We the only ones that got, you know, black people that got cozy with these crackers. Ain't no way in hell I can sit cozy, you know, and I'm sitting outside the front door of my house because, see, my neighborhood is still fresh, so we don't have any trees to absorb the echo of the acoustics. So I want them to know that I'm calling them a cracker in their own neighborhood. I'm calling them a cracker on their own soil because honkies don't mean shit to me.
Go ahead, sister. So what do you say, sis? What do you say to those who say, well, you know Zimmerman, he's half Hispanic and he's really a Hispanic and this? What do you say to them?
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what the cracker did. The cracker has divided us because if the Hispanics realize that we got the same common ground, if the Hispanics realize that we got the same common ground devil, which is the cracker, he'll understand that we need to be fighting against him together and gain our damn strength back. But see, you know, now they want to go by these statistical numbers that, oh, you know, we're the majority now. You know what I'm saying? That's why crackers, you know, they're getting mad, you know, but yet still crackers are mad at the Hispanics. But see, the Hispanics are too strong, so they gonna never fight against them. But they just gonna keep killing us for free because all we thinking about, let's go down here and let's march and pray.
Right. So what's popping up in Tampa? Y'all got some events coming up here soon. Tell us what's going on in Tampa.
Well, you know, the Lord is willing. If it's the grace of Allah, we looking forward to host our chairman coming down here to the state of Florida. And let me tell you something. It ain't no way in hell that all these Panthers coming here this weekend. The state of Florida should not be rumbling. I want my brothers in Philadelphia, Texas, Louisiana, New York, Atlanta. I want them to feel the rumble from the state of Florida. And that's the way it needs to be right now. Right now, it's crazy. It's crazy. When we came out, when me and my chairman, Brother Ali Muhammad, when we came out and did our rally for the MVP, the Tampa Petersburg chapter for Trayvon Martin, you know what I told him we going to do it? We did it right in front of that do-nothing damn organization, the NAACP. So the news people were like, oh, my God, Ms. Williams, why are you doing it here? You know, why would you want to do it in front of? Well, you know what? The Trayvon Martin murder is not an isolated incident. It is not an isolated incident. It is not an isolated, and I'm not going to let the black people be fooled like this ain't going on around the world. These crackers know that they've been killing black people. They know that they've been raping our women. They know that they've been putting our black children on the damn adoption auction block. They know that they've been doing all of this stuff. But you have these passive niggas that come in front of us and don't want to do nothing. You know, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Michael Bazin, Dick Gregory, Joe Madison, Martin Luther King III, they cannot pacify us no more. I'm tired of being pacified. When the hell we eat meat? Take the damn pit out your mouth.
Hey, look, sis, I'm going to tell you what. Malcolm talked about the Big Six in his day. We got Big Six in our day. But word to the wise. I mean, there are those who, if that's how you want to fight, and I'm not even going to sugarcoat what you said, but if there are those who want to fight that way, let them fight that way. But I'm here to tell them, the new Black Panther Party, going to put plenty of pressure on you to do some work. Plenty of pressure. How can we contact you in Tampa, sis, and how can we help you and Brother Ali Muhammad and what you all got coming up?
Well, like I say, we have the event that we're hosting, the MVPP here in the state of Florida, Friday through Tuesday. My contact information is, you all know me, Sister Michelle Williams. I'm at area code 813-401-4103. And to the CIA, the Secret Service, and the FBI that may be on this call, make sure you ring twice like the postman. I can be reached at
TampaActivist@ls.com. Go ahead. Yeah, they be calling. I mean, they do call, though. Go ahead. You're giving your email out. I'm sorry.
It's TampaActivist@ll.com. That's T as in Tom, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, A as in Author, C as in cat, T as in Tom, I as in intelligent, V as in Victor, I as in intelligent, S as in Sam, T as in Tom at AOL.com. Tampa Activist at AOL.com. It's also on our website, www.NewBlackPantherPartyTampa.com. You can go on there and send an email, and we will get it. But like I say, the phone number is 813-401-4103. And in my closing remarks, I just want to say nobody.
Yeah, 1 minute. Go ahead.
Nobody can give you freedom. Nobody can give you equality or justice or anything. If you're a man, take it by any means necessary. Thank you for this opportunity and space.
Thank you, Sister Michelle. That's Michelle Williams. That's Michelle Williams, Tampa, Florida. I told you all the sister was strong. Hey, Brother Al, you our brother. We love you. Brother Jesse, we love you. You our brother. But damn, we want you to come on and make some results. Push. We want you to push. Push with us. Push with us in unity. Walk out with us. Strike with us. Organize and get in these streets and kick over the trash can, like the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad said. Let me go to this beautiful, bold representative, this one that you've heard so much about. Like I say, the man is out there giving these devils hell. He's giving them hell right now with divine instructions. I'm saying divine instructions that's coming from God through the mouth of your big brother, the attorney of war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're talking about our big brother, Mikhail Muhammad. Black power, sir.
Black power. Black
yes,
power.
Sir.
Give us all praise, black man. Honor to the one God.
Yes, sir, Brother McKenna. You've been on the trail, brother. You have been on the trail. You've been blazing a trail. I know you're not getting much rest. I know your phone is jumping off at the hook. I know that you're out there organizing and you're pushing and you're driving hard. Talk to us about what's happening right now in Jacksonville, what's happening when you went to Sanford. What's it like on the ground?
I first want to say let's give a black hand to Sister Michelle, Chief of Staff of the City of Tampa, Florida. And we're proud of our sister, and she's a representative and reflection of the strong black woman that's coming up in North America and through the ranks of the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party. And so I just want to say I give praise and honor to Allah for our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and him giving me the opportunity to represent and speak in his place as well as yourself, brother. And so there's definitely been a hell of a journey on the front line for justice, in this case for Trayvon, and the fight for black liberation. Went down to Sanford, March, when the case had not really went not, and we demonstrated, we went around and talked to the community, and we got a lot of information that there was a lot of cover-up going in the case. And so immediately the mayor and the sheriff attacked me and said I wasn't welcome in that city. This before it really blew up. So we did our investigation. We determined that Trayvon Martin had been assassinated and that there was a conspiracy by the Sanford Police Department to cover up evidence and allow this man to walk free. And so we said, the chapter out of Jacksonville said we wasn't having it, and we would come back. So we came back a second time, and the pressure was being turned up on the Sanford Police Department and the no-good state attorney, Norm Wolf. I ain't going to call him a finger. I'll call him a wolf because that's what he is, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Mm. And so we got down on the ground, and we started networking with the people, and the people had a spirit that shocked the hell out of me. I had never went to a small town and saw the spirit like we had in Sanford, Florida. And I said that this is the one, bro. This is the one going to wake our people up, going to shake their ass up. The black man and woman been in their slumber. We've been floating around thinking that our enemies have friends. And so we got down on the ground and we started pushing and building relationships with our people. And I have to say, brother, I'm just touched by the spirit of our young generation. They have re-energized myself, and we love the civil rights era, but they are outdated, they're out of touch with time and reality, and their message and their plans today it doesn't work. That what they have in mind cannot reach and touch the young generation. We're dealing with a generation that's impatient. They want change, and they want immediate change. So whatever you plan today, if it's not in relation to the youth, you're going to be out of touch with time.
So what's the solution? What's the solution that we can offer right now?
The solution is black unity, that we must unite across religious, political, social, educational, gang affiliations, street affiliations, fraternities. When you look at your sister, you're looking at yourself. When I see a black man, I see God. When I see a black woman, I see goddess. So once we put down those labels, brother, and we see that your pain is my pain, progress is going to come about sooner than we think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you said there was a cover-up by the Sanford police. Now, it's not hard to believe, but just kind of talk to us a little bit about what you know about this cover-up and how it's deeper than George Zimmerman.
Well, according to the information from the streets, the people said that Zimmerman was getting let off the hook. He alleged that Trayvon had assaulted him, and Trayvon was the aggressor. Never in my mind did I believe that. He didn't look the part that he was aggressive type. So we knew that once the people started finding out what was really going on, it was going to start a tidal wave. And so the people came out, they supported us, they demonstrated, they called for justice, and the cracker, he set his ass down. The coward, no good, Bill Lee, and the cracker, Jeff Triplett, who condemned me and say that my leadership and organization was not welcome in the city of Sanford. When I got up on the stage, the first rally they had in Fort Mellon Park, he had to pass me on the stage, and he went to shaking in his boots and talking about he only said that because he was frustrated by the image that we were giving the city of Sanford. I said, if you all would do justice, goddammit, we wouldn't have this problem.
Right.
And so, Brother Sean, the solution, again, is unity for black people.
Now, Sanford is correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I understand, Sanford is a historically a hotbed for racism, is it not?
Yes, sir. They have a history of these type of instances, but what has happened, no one has never talked about it outside the city of Sanford. They always kept it hush-hush. And so once the cat got let out of the bag, brother, it has been on and running, and the people's spirit is energized because they have strong movement in the personage of the New Black Panther Party. They have never had experience with the New Black Panther Party, so everywhere we go, we get nothing but love, and our people about it. They're about it. The street brother, they're ready for change, but they have never had strong leadership that was serious. There's always been a weak, watered-down leadership that benefits by keeping the people quiet, Brother Sean, but we didn't go there to benefit from faith-based initiatives and get government grant money. We went there to get justice. And so that's what
right.
We want in the city of Sanford, justice, and we want to change, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you got some events coming up and some, not even really some events, you got some serious maneuvers coming up in terms of some self-defense stuff and some all kind of stuff. Talk to us about what's going on and how we can participate with you.
Well, the national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, will be in Sanford by Saturday. So we're going to have self-defense training sessions because we have to train black people and able for them to defend themselves. How can you defend yourself when you're not trained properly? And so our chairman and our national leadership is coming to town. They're going to be down on the ground, and we just encourage our people to come out. I will have a venue set by Wednesday. It looks very good, and we're working very hard, and I'll be back in Sanford tomorrow. But we will lock that venue down. We will get our chairman in the city of Sanford. And we have a core group of 20 new recruits that have joined the Black Panther Party, the New Black Panther Party, in the city of Sanford. And we have many more that are joining all throughout the state of Florida. So Florida will never be the same. It will never be the sunny side, sleepy state. The black man and woman is being woken up and resurrected at an increasing rate beyond the speed of light, as we would say. So we just got to get down on the ground, keep working, building coalitions with our people, let them know that the Black Panther Party will remain relevant no matter what the white man says, no matter what these Uncle Tom bootlicking Negroes say. We have a place with our people, and we don't need nobody's permission. We only need the street people's permission. And so I'm a soldier on the streets, brother. And I'm just touched by the spirit of our people in the state of Florida, but especially SAFRA. And I'm renewed, I'm committed to the liberation process. Our people are ready. They just need the right teaching, the right guidance, and the right revolutionary spirit, brother, and we'll get free. We won't have to beg for freedom. We won't have to go to the white man's Congress system where he's going to deceive us time and time again. So we love Trayvon's family. We love our people. But, again, we are military, and a military has to have strong men and women. We have to have men and women who are trained and disciplined and know how to follow the chain of command. And so I
what
just,
do you say,
again,
what do you say, Brother McHale? What do you say
yes,
to the to the cowards or to the cheerleaders that want to sit back, those that are contemplating sitting back right now in this hour while the rest work? What do you say to them?
Well, they're not going to be able to sit around very long, Sean, because crackers are turning up the heat on these Negroes, and we're going to turn the heat up on them. And you won't have nowhere to hide and duck and dodge. You must step up, black man. You must step up, black woman, and be common. Make your presence felt. Being a coward and being afraid and ducking and dodging and skinning and grinning won't win you freedom, won't win you justice, and definitely won't win you respect. So we're going to call their ass out, brother. We're going to make them stand up and be men and women, strong black men and strong black women.
Yes, sir. What do you say to President Obama and those who believe that this is a post-racial society?
Well, we love President Obama, but Obama's out of touch with reality if he really believes this is a post-racial society. His election was only a smokescreen to put the Negro to sleep. And unfortunately, we have definitely gone to sleep. But this white man is putting his foot in our ass. This white man is becoming a serpent, a fiery serpent, and he's biting you and stinging you. So I just say to these Negroes and to our president, Obama, you might as well come all the way home, buddy, because you got nowhere to go. The white man don't want you. He don't need you. He's going to make misery for you. He's going to give you hell from the cradle to the grave. So you might as well come on home, Obama. Come on back to your own black people because you got nowhere to go. But in the meantime, the revolution must grow. Black power.
Definite, definite black power. And I'm gonna say their president. I don't know how you feel, but I say their president.
Yes, sir.
And so how can we help you? Like I say, give out the information and give us a last statement from yourself, sir.
Brother McHale, Muhammad, 904-705-8556. My email address is McHale, McHale, McHale 45@live.com, and I can be reached and ready for the revolution. Black power.
Black power. Brother McHale, revolutionary salute, Panther salute to you, to the fullest. You, the comrades in Jacksonville, and I have to say that because I know it's not a one-man show. There's always brothers and sisters behind the scenes working on the ground. So to all the comrades that are there in Jacksonville, the new comrades that are there in Sanford, like I say, Tampa, Miami, the whole state of Florida, we appreciate you in the Black Nation for stepping up, for answering the call of our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and for answering the call of our ancestors, and for not being afraid of this beast, but going toe-to-toe with this cracker. We appreciate you, black man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, black power.
Black power.
And I mean, for those of you that, if you're getting a little fidgety out there, you're saying, well, why are they talking so rough? It's a rough hour that you're living in. You're living in a rough hour. I told you at the beginning, it's going to be a rough ride. So tighten up and toughen up. Tighten up and toughen up. If you're already fidgeting, getting fidgety over some words over the radio, you damn sure ain't going to be prepared when this cracker's kicking in your door. You ain't even gonna be prepared. Let me keep it moving. So say we're right on schedule, but I'll take it down into back into Louisiana. I hope that my brother's still on there, brother Reverend Raymond Brown. You still on, Brown? Yeah. There you go. I hope this is him, Raymond Brown. Talk to
yes,
us, Brown.
I'm here.
Black power to you, sir.
Black power to you and all. Black power to all my brothers and sisters on the phone. Black power to all of you.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Raymond Bryan,
talk to us, brother. You a stone cold soldier. What was your feelings when
you
heard about our young brother, Brother Trayvon Martin, being stalked and murdered there on the streets of Sanford, Florida? How did you feel?
Man, I just felt, you know, I don't know, brother. I just didn't have no words to express what I felt like doing, you know, and I just felt that, you know, like, I don't let the brother down because I just felt that, you know, I should have been there. You know, I wanted to be there when it was going on so I could defend this brother. I just felt like just, you know, like you say, I'm going crazy up in here. That's how I felt.
Right.
You know, I just felt like going crazy, going buck wild on that cracker. You understand what I'm saying? I was upset. It was the whole world. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't talk to nobody because guess what? I was fired up and fed up. And I decided I was not going to take it anymore. And that's how I felt, brother. I mean, I took a piece, took a shirt, a black shirt. We got some material paint. I painted on that. Arrest George Zimmerman now. Everybody thought I was going crazy in the street.
You said you painted it.
I painted it on there. Arrest George Zimmerman now. Had to express myself, really. But anyway, brother, all due respect to you, you know, the work that you're doing, and also our chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and the New Black Panther Party. I was proud to represent you, the party, on Saturday at City Hall in New Orleans. And, you know, I'm just saying that I'm ready for some action, you know, and I just hope that I can be the person to stand in the gap when I see things are not going right, you know. And, you know, you hear things, you know, when brothers say things and stuff like that, they be upset at the time. But I just always tell brothers, be careful what you say. You know, because, you know, I don't want to see the fight between us. I want to go out
right.
to that white man who, yeah, I'm going to tell it like it is. Y'all listen to me, brothers and sisters. You know, I understand that some of the black brothers and sisters can be, you know, can be troublemakers. But guess what? Our enemy is the white man. We must keep that in mind, you know. And as far as the brother who was caught kissing somebody else, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm just saying, I don't want nothing to happen to Brother Slim, you know, because some of these brothers down here, they get offended, they want to send a hitman out. I'm just telling it like it is. Be careful what y'all say, because we don't need to lose no soldiers. We don't need blacks fighting blacks.
Right.
John, you know I'm totally against that, right? You know how I feel, right? I'm not
yes,
saying
sir.
He's self-defense physically. Brother come to you physically, you put it on him. I'm talking about verbally. We don't need to go into that, because I don't want nothing. I'm so much in love with my family. I love Brother Slim, Silky Slim. I'm going to call him when I get up the call. But brother, the brother wealthy, rich, he's a multimillionaire, and you understand what I'm saying? We don't know who's going back to him, so we don't want nothing to happen to Brother Silky
who,
Slim.
Who are you talking about?
You know, the brother, the rapper, Lil Wayne, you know.
Okay.
The brothers
okay.
come from that, you know, come from that gangster lifestyle. We don't want them brothers to start thinking about hurting none of us, because they got a lot of bad folks that follow them in that game. I'm just telling you like it is. I live in New Orleans. It's dangerous out here. We had 5 murders this week in 1 week. And you know, their mind is all corrupt. So I'm just asking brothers, you know, kind of like maybe you could talk around it, you know, or something like that. But when you put out somebody's name and it gets to them, it might snap. So I'm just asking us, as a black race of people, be careful what you say. You never know. I'm just being honest, right, Brother Sean? I don't want nothing
yes,
to happen
sir.
To nobody, because the brothers are
yes,
out
sir.
There.
Lil Wayne know what it is. Lil Wayne, you know, we got people that are connected, and Silky Slim even deals with the rappers a lot of times. He know what it is. He know it's a brotherly chastisement.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, you know, I have seen things. As a fact, they had a brother used to sing with them, used to perform with them, and Yellow Man, they found them dead in the lot from saying some stuff. I'm just telling y'all that, please, whatever you do, you know, let's don't fight each other. I'd rather for us to get together, organize something, and go straight in the white neighborhood and just cut up. I'll go there with you. But, you know, we got to stick together. You know, I preach that gospel of unity. I have stopped brothers from killing each other over the Internet. I actually stopped 2 brothers who were talking about going at each other with cold words. And the thing about
yes,
it, if you talk violence on the Internet, on Facebook, they can knock on your door, put handcuffs on you, bring you to jail. But I don't see brothers fighting the white man like they're fighting each other. We got
yeah,
to
that's
fight
a problem.
The white beast.
That's a problem.
We got to
that's
fight the white beast. We got
yeah.
to show the brothers on the street corner, Brother Sean, that you know what? Brother, your enemy is the white man. He is the one wrecking this economy, taking away your job, stripping you of your language, culture, and your education. You grab
yeah, right.
the enemy who is causing this problem, huh?
Yeah, right. Reverend Brown, give us
Give us your information. Give us your information how we can support you and what you're doing. And we know that you're going to support the national strike and walkout and the military maneuvers. How can we support
you?
Yes,
sir. Well, my information is basically you can call me at 504-235-5472. My Facebook is Civil Rights. Go on there, Civil Rights. I'm a big, bold black man on there. I'm from Northern Louisiana, so don't look for nobody else under Civil Rights but me. And all my whole page is under the Revolution, so don't be looking for no anything on there. Look for Revolution. My email address is brownfightback@gmail.com. You can email me at brownfightback@gmail.com. Also, Brother Charles, you want to mention this here? Brother Harold's on the phone, and Brother Harold, I'm bringing him up. But when I met Brother Harold would talk about them brothers out there like a dog. But if you listen to him today, huh? He's a changed man. He come to me, Reverend Brown. I'm not going to be talking about these brothers. He say, I'm going to organize.
Appreciate it.
Organized. So I mean, he's being raised up. He's a young man, 28 years old. And brother, let me tell you, he's ready for some struggle.
Okay, well, Reverend Brown can find plenty of struggle right here with the new Black Panther Party. I got to move the program, Reverend Brown, but I appreciate you, Black
Man. I'm just going to listen.
All right, love you, Black Man, Black Power.
Love you, Black.
All right, that's Reverend Raymond Brown. For you Christian preachers out there, take notes. You can be in the revolution and still hold on to your spirituality. Let's move the program to our big brother and helper, man who is been behind the scenes a lot of times, helping down there with our brother Mikhail Muhammad and helping what's going on on the ground. Let's bring on our big brother James Muhammad. Peace, Black Power,
all
brother.
All praise to the Lord, there, brother. Can
yes,
I be heard?
No doubt about it.
All praise to the Lord. First of all, I thank Allah for coming to person, Master Prophet Muhammad, giving us the honor of Elijah Muhammad, Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. I like thank Allah for giving us our brother, who I know is the leader of the Black Panther Party now, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, but even more thank him for our brother, that bald-headed black man, Dr. Mm-hmm. Khaled Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And I thank Allah for giving me my brother who I worked with, who we worked with for many, many years. I think we've been out here, brother, for about 9 years together, Brother Mikhail, and I may Allah bless us. I like to greet everyone with words of peace in the Christian faith, in the Muslim faith, in the faith of God, whatever we call. As-salamu alaykum. Brother.
All right,
walaikum
salam. What's happening, Brother James? What's your spirit on the ground?
I've been on a while. I'm remiss because we did give people the 9 o'clock number at 9 o'clock, and many of them are probably gone to different levels. But I'm organizing with Mikhail at this point where we're in the process. I'm actually working on another flyer. I said I might as well go ahead and say it now, Brother Sean, because it's out. Everybody said, where did that flyer come from? Who put that out? Where did it come from? It says, wanted, dead or alive. Well, the thought was given to my brother, and my brother gave the thought to me. And since the enemy already knows, I can go ahead and say, it came from Jacksonville.
Well, that's exactly where it came from. But I'm still saying it come from the people. The enemy don't even have to know your intelligence. Just say it came from the people.
That's right. So the reality is, brother, this is the same fact the enemy been using our people since slavery. What do they say? We want a black slave, we want a Negro, we want him dead or alive. Look what they're doing to our young brothers. They're shooting them down. Justifiable homicide. What do they say? He is in the hood. I want him dead or alive. So now that the shoe is on the other foot, I'll use a line from Malcolm. The chickens will come home to roost. I hate to say it, but it's real. So as we're out here working, brother, we're going to have to get our people. I heard Reverend Brown. Reverend Brown, you're 100% correct. I just found out tonight that the NAACP took like 400 people down to that rally yesterday. I heard that on the SCLC, they sent like 150 people more down to that rally yesterday. So as we begin to mobilize and organize in our cities, one of the things I heard Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz say the other night, I think he said to Brother Ali, his brother, we can be hardcore, but we got to understand we can't beat them down where they are. Everybody is not going to be a staunch, hard, revolutionary, kick butt, I'm going to stomp my foot in your behind, Negro, period. We can't stop it in all of them. Some of them we have to handle with kid gloves and make them tough. That's why Brother Malik is coming down there on Saturday and going to be in Sanford. Because the training that comes from the Black Panther Party for national, I call it national defense, because that's what we're building, the nation. For national defense is going to save the lives of many of our people. And there's an education component that I've been working on, and I guess it's okay to say Dr. Malik hasn't told me it's not, but working on a guide called the Black Parent Survival Guide in Public Education, but also the Black Male Survival Guide in America. And it deals with just what happened to our brother Trayvon, what everybody is, DWB, or WWD, walking while black, running while black, working while black, sitting down eating while black. Whatever we do, you know, we have to keep our eyes and ears open because the enemy is always present. So I just wanted to say that, brother, drop those words out there, because Brother Mikhail, my brother, who is leading the ground troops, and like you said, behind the scenes, I have to continue to stay back behind the scenes because you don't ever want your enemies to know everything you do.
Right.
Brother Sean.
Right. Tell us a little more about that, about the defense that you got going on, the defensive maneuver you got happening.
Well, with the education piece, brother, one of the first things we got to teach our children is this. We have to teach them to be respectful of adults, so they be respectful of us. But the reality is this. We got to teach critical thinking. And the critical thinking is, you don't just do something because somebody said to do it. Sir, I understand you're asking me to do it. Is there a reason why? Sir, is there a reason why you need me to do this? Sir? If I complete this assignment, what would you like for me to do next? See, we got to understand the behaviors in school. And so the people I'm talking is that young population of school children, that young population of our children who, because they weren't like us, Brother Sean, or like many, like Dr. Malik, they're acting and reacting without thinking, as opposed to, like that little sister told Brother Trayvon, if he'd been listening, she said, run. Guess what he should have did? This ain't number somebody following you in a car.
Tell
That's us. All. Run. And pick up the biggest brick of bat and bust him in the head and going about that. I'm sorry, brother, if that doesn't sound right, but that's the way I was taught. You and when you stand now, you're talking about stand your ground? Hell, we're stomping our ground. We're going to stomp you in the ground. And that's really what has to happen, brother. Brother Mikhail said it right tonight. We got to stop being cowards and punctified. Ms. Farrakhan said you cannot be a punk and a Muslim too. But we got them in the nation. I'm sorry it don't sound right, but it's true.
Yes,
we
sir.
Got
yes, sir.
Preachers. Brother Brown, no disrespect. Don't worry, we got sissy preachers. And we got sissy Muslims. They want to pray all day long, from sun up to sundown, but don't want to do no damn work. Excuse my expression.
Yes, sir. So tell us.
You know,
tell us in brief, because we got. I'm sorry, we got to keep it moving though. But tell us in brief, like I say, how we can support you, what you got going on the ground. How we can get in touch with you. How can we do it?
Well, brother, I'm on Facebook. I'm gonna give you my email and my Facebook and my number. My Facebook is Master
yes,
James Muhammad. It's Master James Muhammad. Okay, my email. It's James Teacher. Now you know what I do for a living. It's James Teacher at att.net.
All right. Appreciate
my
you.
My phone
appreciate
number
you,
is
Brother
pretty
Jay.
Simple. If you're going to reach Mikhail, you're going to reach me. Because whoever calls, I always send them over to Brother Mikhail. I said, you need to be with the ground troops. 904.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
13-0729. 904. 613-0729. I'm just
right,
saying, my role as an education specialist, brother, is very simple. The people who never treated you right won't teach you right. But when you come with us, we will teach you the truth and the knowledge of self.
There it is. Appreciate you, Brother James. Appreciate you. Black power and peace to you, sir. That's Brother James Muhammad. And like I'm saying, the lines is lighting up. I'm trying to get all of you in here. I got to hear from my D.C. family. I'm looking for my brother. Brother Jonathan, if you are on the line, make sure that you press number one. I know my brother Edward, is on the line. Let me see if this is Brother Edward. Man, hold on 1 second. So many of you right here. Is this Brother Edward 202609?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right,
sir.
Peace, Black man. Black Power, what's happening?
Black Power. Well, we are here in D.C. We formed a strong coalition. We have the Nation of Islam, of course, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, the National Black United Front, Brave Hearts, U360, Holy Comfort of Baptist Church, and others. And we formed a coalition that we will support one another, and we're still reaching out to other black nationalistic and pan-African organizations so that we can all work together. Juan Martin, his life was not in vain. It is galvanizing the whole entire black nation. So now we have an agenda. We're moving forward strong to the 9th. We're going to shut it down. No work, no school, no spending money. For black power, we're going to stand up strong. This is like Trayvon Martin is our Holy Quran. Like
right.
When they burned the Holy Quran in Afghanistan, that was a means to galvanize the people in Afghanistan. So he was our Holy Quran. So we're going to stand up strong and hard for Trayvon Martin.
Yes, sir. Do you see the wisdom in that? Do you see the wisdom and the brilliance in that move?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother. Well, we appreciate you, man. Tell us again how we can contact you, what we can do to help you, and what you got going on the ground.
Well, you know, we got every Thursday in D.C., we got a strong black studies class. I'm the facilitator of the black studies class. Brother Silky Slim, he spoke at the black studies class. Dr. Malik Lulu Shabazz spoke at the black studies class 3 times. Imam Magbar spoke at the class. And we got a strong coalition that comes to the class every Thursday. So we're in the D.C., Deanwood Rec, 6:30 to 8:30 every Thursday. My number, 202-609-1733. That's 202-609-1733. And, of course, I'm on Facebook, Edward X, Die for the People.
Hey, Brother Edward, appreciate you. Appreciate you, brother. Look forward to doing much with you in the future, black man. Appreciate all that
yes,
you
sir.
Do, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peace and black power to you.
Black power.
Want to bring my brother on. This brother is, I believe, the president of the TOPS organization. He's also brother to our brother, Reverend Al Sharpton. Let's bring him on right now. This is Brother Kenny Glasgow. Peace and black power to you, sir. How are you? Brother Kenny, you on with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Doing,
peace,
man.
My brother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, man. Just been sitting back listening, man. And one of the things I want to echo is what Reverend Brown said from Louisiana, and that is that we got to have unity, man. We got to stop, you know, talking about each other and this and that and the other, because that's what the devil used and what the white people use in order to keep us separated and divided. You know, we can't talk about the Willie Lynch law and then participate in it ourselves and expect us to be as strong as we can be when we unify. And, you know, that old cliche, we got to realize that it do mean something. United we stand, divided we fall. So what we're doing, right, man, is we're looking at the Trayvon Martin case. We got a lot of different groups all throughout the South, West Virginia, New York, everywhere. Even talked to my brother about it, and a lot of you I haven't heard. I've been listening for about an hour. I was waiting on somebody to mention the fact. Local NAACP down there said that they're not backing my brother calling out about this economic sanction, and that means that they're not backing us on April the 9th. With our sanctions either, that they, you know, are not going to back the fact that we want to just not do business with these businesses in Sanford and all that. So we got to consider that fact. One of the questions that someone brought up online is how do Ben Jealous feel about it? Well, knowing him personally, I know that he might not be in agreement, even though that's his local chapter. And so we got to look at, we have to first of all come to a united front amongst ourselves, because there's going to be some of us that's not as open-minded, or should I say not to a point of overstanding, and they're still understanding how this system is made up and as well as them being part of it and subject to it. Those of us that are not, let's stop allowing ourselves to go against each other, because we have to come together and overstand and get other people to the point of overstanding what they are under.
That's true.
And then
once
we do that, because, you know, we got cases all around. I got a Patrick Humphrey case, a schizophrenic young man that got shot and killed by a police officer in Helena, Alabama. We got to work on that case. My lawyer just filed a lawsuit that I want all of you to come participate with me on Wednesday morning in Atlanta against the Department of Corrections, where 7 officers just got arrested by the GBI for beating up Terrence Dean and had to resuscitate him back to life in prison. See, we got too much to fight for than to fight each other. And I, for one, cannot fight in front of me and behind me at the same time. I don't have that much energy. You're supposed to have my back, have my back. I can't be worried about what you're doing behind my back. So let's all come together and do this thing on April the 9th. But let's continue it even beyond that, because we got so much more to do. Thank God for Reverend Brown saying he brought Alan Howe. Now, who are you bringing? Who are you bringing to the forefront? One of the things that I will say that I do is I point out to those leaders whenever I'm around them, who are you bringing to the forefront to take your place? We don't need you to die and it take us another 40 and 50 years to get back to the position and the place that we are now, to have the president on somebody else's ear. We need all of us to be able to have each other's ear so somebody can hear somebody, listen to somebody, and get something done so they can stop killing our children like Trayvon.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. So we know we got top support on the 9th. Again, it's April the 9th coming up. It's National Strike and Walkout, sir. How can we contact you and support you and join you in your walkout and strike, sir, with us?
Ray, and we're going to be adding Patrick Humphrey to that on the 14th. We're going to do this on April the 9th. We got about the 20 to 30 to 40 different tops groups that's going to be joining. And whatever y'all want to do with this April 9th ordeal, we'll be stopping businesses everywhere, not just in Sanford. We need to hurt their pocket everywhere. And we love the fact that the chairman, Maliga Zulu Shaban, is making this call out, my brother making the call out, and whoever makes the call out, all of us need to be calling out and getting this done. You can get in touch with me at theordinarypeoplesociety.com, theordinarypeoplesociety.com. Give me a call, my personal number, and I'm going to give it out on the air tonight because it don't even matter. 334-791-2433, 334-791-2433. Reverend Brown, give me a call. I got to talk to you. God bless y'all.
All right. Appreciate you. That's Kenny Glasgow. Kenny Glasgow, the president of Top Society. The black man is right and exact. He's right and exact. We cannot be promoting Willie Lynch. We cannot be Willie Lynch in this hour. We got to unify. We got to come together, and especially come together this April, April the 9th. We got to come together, and we got to walk out together. We got to hurt this beast in the pocket together. Brother Kenny, I thank you so, so much for everything that you said. Let me pull some more of our activists on here. Let me see. This is 762-215. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Who are we talking to, Black Power? 762-215, your mic's open. Let's keep it going. Area code 301-2325. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. April the 9th, talk to us, Black Power.
Black Power, what's going on, man?
Black Power, who we talking to?
This is Andre Thomas from DC.
All right, Andre Thomas, are you in support of the April 9th walkout?
Oh, yes, I am in support of it. I tried to take it a step further. I tried to make it to from April the 1st to April 30th. Don't buy nothing outside your race. You know,
I'm not
trying to support. I'm doing it personally, and I got a couple of other people that's doing it personally, too. I'm trying to put a national so I can get your help or any organization help. We could do it that way, because the only way we're going to hurt these crackers is by their pockets.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. What city you calling from, RJ?
Southeast, Washington, D.C.
You in D.C. Go ahead.
I'm in Washington, D.C. in Buff, Brother X, and we built a coalition over here in D.C., and it's enough talking. We did enough talk. We've been talking for too long, man. There's no need of begging the racist justice department, then going out and buying all this stuff, making them rich. There's no need. See, we slaves
exactly.
In a different way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They took the physical chains off, but if they get in your mind, that's even better. So, you know, I need your help and all the organizations' help. Let's do a whole month. April 9th is beautiful. Don't take nothing from that. But let's do the whole month of May. Don't buy nothing outside your race, besides food and gas, they got their lot. Let's not even trip off that.
You want to go a whole month. You're saying a whole 30 days.
Whole 30 days. If, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to fight, if we're going to get in the trenches, we got to go. We can't play with these crackers no more. They done killed enough of us, man. They done killed enough. They done locked more of us up. Let's go. Let's fight. Let's fight, man. We're going to fight. If we're going to hop out there, let's hop out there. Let's do it. Let's do a whole month outside of food and gas. Don't support no white business, man. None. We got everything in place. We got white dogs. We got white dentists. We got everything. I mean, we got black dogs, black dentists. We got everything we need, man.
You think you get no opposition from us? Anybody wants to walk out, boycott, and all that for 30 days, let's roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I'll be getting back in touch with you. I'm ready to push it out, man. And, you know, even if half the people do it, man, we good, man. We only, just like Skittles, how much money Skittles made off us, man? Every time we get mad, somebody got to make billions and millions of dollars, man. Then I want
right.
to put together a coalition. Let's go out to these fake-ass rappers. They the biggest promoters of alcohol, Gucci, Prada. They talking fake gangsters. Cinnamon's supposed to have been dead. This man ain't supposed to be alive, man. We got all these fake-ass gangs. Where they at? Let's call them out. I'm tired,
well,
man. I'm tired of talking, man.
We tired right along with you. That's why we're taking action. That's why I keep driving home. The 9th, April the 9th. The 9th, we're going to pick it up. We're going to pick up the heat. You're going to do it for 30 days. Is that with the National Black United Front, y'all going 30 days?
Yeah, we're going 30 days, and we're trying to push it out. And even if it didn't get out because everybody caught up in this and that, even don't get out, we could go together as a coalition because we're all in this together. Let's get together, and let's push for the whole month of May.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir. Well, we with you. Let's strategize on that. Make sure that you, like I said, make sure that you got my information. I got yours. So we can strategize on it. We appreciate the support of Inbuff. Send our blessings to Brother Tahaka for real. Please send the blessings.
Right.
Please send the blessings. We appreciate you. Give us your website, how we can contact you and join on with you.
You can join me on Facebook. Andre Thomas, just playing Andre Thomas right on Facebook, and you know just hit me up, and to all the callers out there, we love all the black unity. We love all y'all. Everybody love everybody. It's one love with all the blacks right now, and we coming from different angles, you know, but we just got to do it. We can't keep – the justice problem was formed in 18-something. Why the hell are we begging them?
Right.
They're not for us. Fuck this constitution.
Right.
That's we was hanging from trees when that was made. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Fuck this government. Let's do it, man.
Yes, sir. One more time on your website.
It's Andre Thomas, A-N-D-R-E. For the feds, you listening, fuck you too. Thomas. Simple,
yes, sir.
Man. Okay?
Appreciate you, man.
I ain't going to hold the line up, but appreciate you. Love you, man.
Hey, love you too, black man. Love your spirit, brother. Look forward to working with you in these streets and giving this devil hell, man.
Okay, I'm here, and you're going to be hearing plenty of me.
All right, black man. Black power.
Black power, man.
That's Brother R.J. Thomas. R.J. Thomas, National Black United Front. We signing off tonight. I'm just saying, signing off tonight. Let me bring the rest of the callers in here. Area code 504-432. You on the air, Black Power Radio. We're talking about April the 9th, a national strike and walkout. Black Power, talk to us. 504-432, your mic's open. Maybe just listening. Let's keep it moving. 240-464, your mic is open. We're talking about April 9th, National Strike and Walkout, Black Power.
Because we may want to use the conference room and bring a few people over at some point.
240, your mic is open.
And maybe you can sit down.
All right, they wasn't ready. At the end of the day, it's about April 9th. It's about April 9th. Any of you who want to call in and talk about what happened, what the spirit's like in your city, Trayvon Martin. What you thinking about this April 9th, this walkout, how we can even make it more effective. If you got some more ideas, you want to extend it like the National Black United Front and go 30 days. You want to go 40 days, or you want to make it hard as hell, go 50 days. Talk to us. We're right here on live on the air right now, 646-478-4447.
It is about a day of action. Bottom line, people are tired of talking. Trayvon Martin was not killed because of inaction. Trayvon Martin was murdered and assassinated because of a devilish action. So we got to take action. We got to take steps. We got to take maneuvers. We got to make maneuvers to defend our people. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And if you are down with that, we're asking you to walk out with us. We're asking you to look your boss in the eye and then walk out on your so-called boss on your job. On that day, leave the campus. Leave the campus. We used to do it all the time. They would do it all the time in the 60s and the 70s, and it worked. And we're talking about now, you got to be right on point and hit them in their pocket. Hit them where it hurts. They're capitalists. They're greedy. They're avaricious. You got to make sure that you're willing to step out and not be chained to the establishment, but step out for Trayvon. Trayvon is not here to fight for himself. Let me just be real. Trayvon is not here to fight for himself. By the time that the information came out, Trayvon had almost been buried for a whole month. So we got to rep for Trayvon. We have to rep for our ancestors. And let me say this for those of you who's out there tripping on the $10,000 reward for George Zimmerman, you ain't tripping on the $1 million bounty that they put on Asada Shakur. We put a reward out. But they have a $1 million bounty on the head of our queen warrior, Sister Asada Shakur, the state of New Jersey. But y'all ain't tripping on that. And so it's like we say, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. We're tired of you killing our people, killing our babies, and murdering us in the streets. To all the police agencies, we're tired of that. We're sick of it. And to show you that, we're taking action. But before that, we're walking out. We're walking out April the 9th. I'm going to keep saying it, April the 9th. It's a national day of action, a national day of action and unity, a day of fasting, a day of prayer, and a day of action. It's time to get busy. It's just time to get busy. I'm trying to see if any of the other lineup is on, because I definitely want you to get in. But we're going to do another show. We're doing another show tomorrow night. Black Power Radio is officially back on the air. We had been down for a while because we were getting all of our internals together. We were making sure that paper comes out, making sure that everything that we need to have, we can get it to the people. Now we're ready to go. And while I'm on that, make sure that you prepare to get your edition of the latest new Black Panther newspaper. You can go right now to the website, dayofactionmovement.org, and you can see the whole paper right there online. Read it. It's got some bold, quote articles. We're talking about Trayvon Martin. We're talking about the ballot or the bullet. Our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, says it's the ballot or the bullet. Which way for black people? That's the question of the hour. The ballot or the bullet? Which way is it for black people? And the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, he's in there talking about the bullet or the bullet. The bullet or the bullet. I'm telling you, it's a stone cold issue. It's an issue that you got to have, but there's nothing like having that hard copy, that paperback copy in your possession, in your homes, in your group, in your church, in your mosque, in your hood, in your community. Get your latest edition of the new Black Panther newspaper. If anybody else is ready to chime on in, chime on in. Otherwise, we'll run with the show. But let me go. 202-487. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Tell us about your thoughts. Trayvon Martin, April the 9th, and a national walkout. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Shabazz, what's happening, Queen?
Man, basically, brother, what's it said? Edward Exton, you know, put it all in a nutshell. So everyone out here is organizing and is just strong and black, you know?
Right. So what's your thoughts on April the 9th? I know you're organizing on the ground right now to make April the 9th successful. So how's that going for you?
Man, it's going very well so far. Praise to Allah. Basically, you know, we just going to be out there, black and ready to take action, you know. Stop giving these white people the money. We need to just recycle it within the black community, you know, and kick these white and these Asian people from out of our community. Basically like that. You know, if we buy black, then everything will be just fine. But it seems like we just have this white mindset that we have right now. That if we buy black, then it's something have to be wrong with it. And so I think that's the reason why we don't. Because if it's white, it's all right.
What was your thoughts when you initially heard about the assassination and stalking of Trayvon Martin? What was your initial thoughts?
Kill him. Honest with you, kill him. Because even though they're saying that he's Mexican or whatever like that, my thing is, if he has a white supremacist ideology going on, that the white man has control of him. He doesn't need control of his body, but his mind. If he has a white mindset, then he's white. I don't care what color you are.
Right.
I don't care, you know, even within the black community, we're saying black on black crimes, but you have to look deeper than that, just deeper than the color of the skin, because we've been made into other than ourselves. So you really have to see who's in control.
Exactly. And so, do you agree that it's important to hurt this beast in their pockets?
Yes, I do. I think during the incident, it still continues. Like we going around, we supporting these Skittles, we supporting Nesty or whatever other teas that people are getting, and they still put money in their pocket, and it's hurting us because we out there, we're just talking and everything, and it's like we constantly keep giving these damn devils our money. So really, they not really caring because we're not really getting to them. I mean, it's constantly like we're talking, but we're giving you the money.
Hmm.
It doesn't add up. So if we hit them where it hurts at, in their pocket, then that's a bigger statement.
Right. And so for those who may be doubtful, what has been your response to the grant? Has it been positive?
What'd you say?
Has the response on the ground been positive, the response that you got for the national walkout and strike?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm organizing what I call with baby organizations right now, because you have a lot of organizations within the D.C. area that's coming up and they are strong or whatever, so I'm organizing with them. And so, yes, it's been positive.
Okay, so for those that are in the Washington, D.C. area, like our brother Edward and others from the Nation of Islam and those with NBUF, and how can they contact you? You're an NBPP representative on the ground. How can they contact you? Your email, your Facebook information, or what have you?
Shats and Shabazz. My cell phone number is 202-487-9994. Again, that number is 202-487-9994. And I don't have no problem giving it out because I already know my number tapped anyway. So, I mean, just hit me up, you know, and I'll get black with you.
All right, sis. We appreciate you. Appreciate your strong effort. Appreciate what you're doing on the ground. We hope to see it strong in D.C., and we know that it's going to be there as long as you keep pushing.
Yes, sir. Black peace, black love, black power.
Black peace, black love, and black power. That's what the Shastin Shabazz. She's working hard. I told y'all the black queens is working hard. It's not just the black man working. The black queens is working. Let me get this call in here. 740-802, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about April the 9th, a national day to strike and walk out on this beast. Black Power, your thoughts? 740-802, your microphone's open. All right, and sometimes, like I say, we just listening. So you all get the point. You all get the point. It's April 9th. It's April the 9th. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell somebody about April the 9th. But an interesting twist on it is, NBUF said they want to go 30 days. They want to go 30 straight days. And so for those of you that want to go 30 days, you can do that. Whatever, by any means necessary, you are able to affect this beast however you can. And so I don't see that the rest of our group on in, so I'm not going to belabor the point. We got another show for you tomorrow night. Like I say, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have some more presenters from across the country. And again, we expect to hear from our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who, as we draw closer to this April 9th event, is going to give the marching order so that we can be successful, so that it can be effective as possible, and, of course, so that we can make this thing work the way it's supposed to work. We want the beast to feel it,
You want this beast to be crying by April the 10th. You want him to say, damn, there was no blacks. The blacks, they were all gone. They just left. Do you realize and recognize that without you, black man and black woman, America cannot stand? Without you, the human resources, they call it, America has no economy. They're already broke. They built this whole capitalistic system off of your back and my ancestors' back. They built it off of you. So if you pull yourself away and we pull ourselves away, the economy comes tumbling down. It's not a pipe dream. It's a reality. It's built on human resource. And so on the 9th, we're going to exercise that power. We're going to exercise that authority. We're going to exercise our rights to walk away from an oppressor, from an oppressive system and an oppressive beast that has continuously mistreated us, miseducated us, abused and misused us, and of course now allows our children to be killed in the streets without prosecution. And so join us tomorrow night, again, right here, Black Power Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern. We will have you some more cold, bold activists, but we will have those also who are ready to join on, ready to organize, and ready to work. We're to do this by any means necessary. There got to be justice for Trayvon, and there got to be justice for the many Trayvonians all across the country that go unnoticed and go untalked about and don't make the CNNs and don't make the MSNBCs and don't make the Fox News. We got to get justice for our people, family. As my sister say, black love, black unity, and black power. The call is freedom or death. And if black people are not free, ain't nobody free. Black power.